You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And I think that's more, like, to me, that's where my anger is. I know we played the Channing Frye putting it specifically on Jared Allen. I just think, I think toughness goes a hell of a lot farther than just one player.
Oh yeah, I mean there's a trickle down effect there. But I think it's easy to circle in on Jarrett, and I think it's easy to circle in on Darius at times, especially when it comes to toughness. And I think Mobley gets roped in that too.
I'm so glad you said that, because Real Xavier P was pointing out during our Jared Allen conversation, he was tweeting at us and saying, "How is Evan kind of blameless in this? I don't think he is." Like the same things we can talk about. And probably my favorite point, and it wasn't in the clip that we played with Channing, was during the Indiana series when DeAndre Hunter pushes Benedict Mathurin.
Yeah.
Where's Jared Allen? You could say the same thing to Evan Mobley. You have two bigs that aren't in the fray, because occasionally, if you're the biggest guy on the court, the strongest guy, occasionally you got to put people on their ass.
No question. Yeah, it's interesting because for some reason in this series, and listen, I went hard. It was last Wednesday. You were off. I went pretty hard towards Donovan in a way that I felt like not many people were, for Game 5 specifically, right? And I think there's been a lot of people that have shied away from criticizing Donovan in any sort of way, and Evan Mobley in some sort of way. And I think as fans, we think to ourselves, well, those two are going to be around for a long time, so we don't want to get in the mud with them. And the reality is right now it looks like Garland or Allen could be out the door, so it just feels like people are just piling on. But it's blame across the board in many, many ways.
And I think something to kind of speak to what you're speaking on, I also think Evan's so young, it's like, well, he can learn that. I always do get a little worried, though. Like, I think you have Tristan there, and I think Tristan knows how to kick some names and take some asses, as it were. But I like, do you need more of an enforcer around Evan to teach him? At this point in his career, going on year 5, is it too late for him? And like, I kind of wish you had had that kind of enforcer when he was much younger. I'm not saying Draymond, but there are a lot of guys in the NBA who are just tough, physical dudes, bigger dudes.
Tristan should be enough for that.
Nas Reed has a nice little arc on that. He's more than just that, but somebody like that.
Yeah, Tristan should be enough there.
I don't think Tristan plays enough.
But I don't think it's his personality, though. I really truthfully don't. That's part of the problem we have with Jared Allen. It's like, how do you get these guys where it doesn't seem like their personality to be able to pull some of this off? And I don't, with Mobley, it's just, what's the toughest thing we've ever seen Mobley do? Like, I'm genuinely trying to think if there's a moment that I should be thinking of where it stands out, where Mobley, I got a couple for other players, obviously.
Actually, with Jared, I do. It's the Detroit game where he threw the guy into the first.
We remember it. Exactly, yeah. Right. He tossed him into next week. But like with Evan, I'm trying to think of a time where he just really laid down and you're like, man, that was forceful in a way.
Evan doesn't have to be Draymond. But you do. I think maybe that's a great point. Like, listen, I think Draymond is massively overrated. In his own mind. Like, I think Draymond thinks he's Barkley. No, he's a poor man's version of Ben Wallace. Like, you had like one or two things you did as well as that. You were well rounded, more well rounded than Ben. But like, I guess my point is, the credit I will give Draymond is I don't think that Warriors team, if you take Draymond off, I don't think it ever goes where it goes. I think if you took Klay Thompson, and I think Klay is one of the most underrated twos on a championship team ever, I think Steph is so otherworldly talented that I think that team comes together. And I think you can do that with Iguodala. I think if you take Draymond off there, he was such a crucial part of the core of what made that thing run. That is the thing the Cavs don't have. I think Mathurin is that guy in Indiana. I think, and I those guys have roles. And by the way, they're not that hard to find. Top seven players, because it doesn't have to be it doesn't even have to be a starter. It doesn't have to be one of your best players. But the engine guys, the motor guys who like propel your team and teach your team how to play a different way. And it can't. And honestly, it probably shouldn't be Donovan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Like, that's very rarely your best player.
Yeah, like, even in the second iteration of the Bulls, you can't deny that Rodman was the match. Right?
Right, but again, and Jordan and Pippen were still much better players.
Yeah, well,
and mattered so much
but
more.
But like, I think that's like, I think what's frustrating is, and I think you tried this with Marcus Morris, and then he never found a role for him because JB was just bad at that. That is the kind of player, like a Morris twin in their prime, top seven rotational player. That's what you need to import here. If that means Jared Allen, okay. If you can get it as part of the Darius, okay, then that's where we need to be. 216-474-0092, a different way of looking at Joel Bitonio's comments on with the Morning Boys in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. And I think that's more, like, to me, that's where my anger is. I know we played the Channing Frye putting it specifically on Jared Allen. I just think, I think toughness goes a hell of a lot farther than just one player.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a trickle-down effect there. But I think it's easy. It's easy to circle in on Jarrett, and I think it's easy to circle in on Darius at times, especially when it comes to toughness. And I think Mobley gets roped in that, too.
I'm so glad you said that, because Real Xavier P was pointing out during our Jared Allen conversation, he was tweeting at us and saying, how is Evan kind of blameless in this? I don't think he is. Like, the same things we can talk about, probably my favorite point, and it wasn't in the clip that we played with Channing, was during the Indiana series when DeAndre Hunter pushes Benedict Mathurin.
Yeah.
Where's Jared Allen? You could say the same thing to Evan Mobley. You can't
for sure
have two bigs that aren't in the fray, because occasionally, if you're the biggest guy on the court, the strongest guy, Occasionally, you got to put people on their ass.
No question. Yeah, it's interesting because for some reason in this series, and it was I went hard. It was last Wednesday. You were off. I went pretty hard towards Donovan in a way that I felt like not many people were for Game 5 specifically, right? And I think there's been a lot of people that have shied away from criticizing Donovan in any sort of way and Evan Mobley in some sort of way. And I think as fans, we think to ourselves, well, those two are going to be around for a long time, so we don't want to get in the mud with them. And the reality is right now it looks like Garland or Allen could be out the door, so it just feels like people are just piling on. But it's blame across the board in many, many ways.
And I think something to kind of speak to what you're speaking on, I also think Evan's so young, it's like, well, he can learn that. I always do get a little worried, though. Like, I think you have Tristan there, and I think Tristan knows how to kick some names and take some asses, as it were. But I like, do you need more of an enforcer around Evan to teach him? At this point in his career, going on year 5, is it too late for him? And like, I kind of wish you had that kind of enforcer when he was much younger. Sure. I'm not saying Draymond, but there are a lot of guys in the NBA who are just tough physical dudes, bigger dudes.
Tristan should be enough for that.
Nas Reed has a nice little arc on that. He's more than just that, but somebody like that.
Yeah, Tristan should be enough there. I don't think
I don't think Tristan plays enough.
But I don't think it's his personality, though. I really truthfully don't. That's part of the problem we have with Jared Allen. It's like, how do you get these guys where it doesn't seem like their personality to be able to pull some of this off? And I don't with Mobley, it's just, what's the toughest thing we've ever seen Mobley do? Like, I'm genuinely trying to think if there's a moment that I should be thinking of where it stands out, where Mobley, I got a couple for other players, obviously.
Actually, with Jared, I do. It's the Detroit game where he threw the guy into the first
We remember it. Exactly, yeah. Right. He tossed him into next week. But like with Evan, I'm trying to think of a time where he just really laid down and you're like, man, that was forceful in a way.
Evan doesn't have to be, Draymond. But you do. I think maybe that's a great point. Like, listen, I think Draymond is massively overrated. In his own mind. Like, I think Draymond thinks he's Barkley. No, he's a poor man's version of Ben Wallace. Like, you had like one or two things you did as well as that. You were well rounded, more well rounded than Ben. But like, I guess my point is, the credit I will give Draymond is, I don't think that Warriors team, if you take Draymond off, I don't think it ever goes where it goes. I think if you took Klay Thompson, and I think Klay is one of the most underrated twos on a championship team ever, I think Steph is so otherworldly talented that I think that team comes together. And I think you can do that with Iguodala. I think if you take Draymond off there, he was such a crucial part of the core of what made that thing run. That is the thing the Cavs don't have. I think Mathurin is that guy in Indiana. I think, and I those guys have roles, and by the way, they're not that hard to find. Top 7 players, because no. It doesn't have to be it doesn't even have to be a starter. It doesn't have to be one of your best players, but the engine guys, the motor guys who like propel your team and teach your team how to play a different way. And it can't, and honestly, it probably shouldn't be Donovan.
Like, yeah, it's very rarely your best player.
Yeah, like even in the second iteration of the Bulls, you can't deny that Rodman was the match, right?
Right, but again, yeah, and Jordan and Pippen were still much better players. Yeah, well, and mattered so much
but
more.
But like, I think that's like, I think what's frustrating is, and I think you tried this with Marcus Morris, and then you never found a role for him because JB was just bad at that. That is the kind of player, like a Morris twin in their prime, top 7 rotational player. That's what you need to import here. If that means Jared Allen, okay. If you can get it as part of the Darius, okay, then that's where we need to be. 216-474-0092. A different way of looking at Joel Batonio's comments on with the Morning Boys in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.